Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to a very, very, very special episode. They're all special, but extremely special episode of Not Cool today. Today we have a returning guest, one of my favorite people literally on the planet.
I love you.
He's like family to me, always has been from the very beginning. He just got back in town. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful that he came here for the second time to the new studio. Mm-hmm. Please welcome my sweet angel friend, Stevie Weeby, Steve Lee.
Thank you.
Yeah, Stevie! Woo!
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. So
I've always loved you, and I know I talk a lot about your, you know, with Bob back in the day, and you were his best and are his best girlfriend ever. And so I know you have a significant other. There's no disrespect, but I always tell you, I'm like, man, Bob fucked up.
You always say that, but I appreciate it. He's doing great.
He messed up
and
big
it's
time.
All in life's
and
team.
That, and that's more of a, I'm bigging you up because you got gold right here.
Oh, okay. All right. I know she's gold.
Okay.
Not the fake kind of gold. Not the fake kind of gold
straight
nugget.
Up.
Does she not for the gold rush. She's trying to. Dude, she's a hottie.
No, I just want to get moving.
Ow!
Dude, no, it's just her, everything about her. Her art. Her soul.
Okay. Listen.
Her kindness.
So it's been a long time since I've seen you.
I know. Why don't deflect?
I'm not deflecting, but I'm getting to the meat because Gabby understands. At some point, you got to cut the dam of the compliment flow and just get to the next thing, right?
Can I just do one more compliment before we move on?
I think that's
I have to commend you because you got Bob out of the house. He went horseback riding with you.
He did. He did.
Okay, and so that, right?
It's a big deal.
That's dope. Thank you for doing
He's
that.
He's never done it since, I'm sure. So yeah,
okay.
It was
Oh, we're done now. I know you're relieved to move on.
No, like that, but I think he's moved on from horseback riding.
Yeah. But yeah,
okay, listen.
You got him out of his comfort zone. That's all I'm saying, right?
Sarah's very good at pulling people out of their comfort zone.
Let's go. Let's keep going.
She's very good because she makes you feel at ease and relaxed, and you want to trust her because she's very trustworthy. So she just puts out her hand.
Keep going.
Oh, boy.
And then you take it.
Straight up.
You take the hand.
Yeah.
You take the hand. And she's like, come. You're safe.
Yeah.
You're safe. You're safe.
Are we good?
No, we're not good. This whole episode, we want to commend you on how dope
your
girl. You
okay, so let's just say your girlfriend is in the
also.
Room
she's
with us.
So her eyes are so shiny right now.
Don't do that yet. We're on you still.
Can I just wanted to recognize that your girlfriend is in the room.
Yeah, she's here off camera,
and that we have talked about this particular. Can I say your name? Okay, we've talked about Gabby.
Yes,
on the last
for a
episode
couple years
with you.
And so it's a big deal that
a lot of people think she's fictitious.
That's why it's a big deal.
Like
she's
even
here
like those
in the
Scissor Bro fan base and just a lot of my fan base or they think
my
she,
fan base
she doesn't
believes
think,
it too.
People don't think she exists. They think it's fake and I'm my incel and there it's like not real. So can you tell the cameras right now?
She's very
is
real.
She, is there a beauty?
She's beauty.
Over there or what?
She's such a cool style.
Do
she's
I have
wearing
a gold
cool
mine
flannel.
Too?
You do.
Look,
you do.
I mean,
tell,
it's kind of crazy.
Tell
the viewers, Sarah.
I am telling the viewers. Both
tell
of you two together.
Can you describe her? Just can you describe
how hot
her?
She
yeah,
is?
Yeah, yeah.
Gabby,
describe her.
Okay. All right.
Thank
both
you.
Both of you two are at a 20 on a level of 10.
Right,
I'm going
to
need your scale
I had
back
a, I
to
just
a
had a Clif Bar.
Yeah, I just want you to describe.
Okay.
I just had a macro bar.
Gabby is in the room. She's in the corner. She's gorgeous.
She's really there.
She's tall. I would say 5'9". 5'10"-ish. She's beautiful, statuesque. She has
bangs.
Gorgeous blonde flowing hair like Rapunzel.
Hand tattoo.
Her
hot.
And I, I mean, she's fair skin.
Can we talk about that ring on her finger?
Like Snow White.
What does
she
her face
has
look
gorgeous
like? What actress
blue
does she,
eyes.
What actress does she resemble?
I would say Gwyneth Paltrow-ish.
Thurma?
We have Scarlett Johansson-ish.
Am I close?
Keep going. This is a great podcast so far.
Young Juliet Roberts from you like that the young Juliet Roberts.
Can I talk to the camera?
The Mermaid on Splash.
Let me,
I can't think of her. Daryl Hannah.
So this for all of you who think I don't have a girlfriend, these two are my witnesses.
We see her.
They wouldn't lie on their own platform. And it's real, y'all.
He's not paying us to say this.
Where did you and Gabby meet?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Okay, what were you doing in
Order and Bride? What is
I was doing a live Scissor Bros live. It was out in the, we were in the boondocks there at a church or where was it? It was like way out there. There was deer. There was deer running around.
Is this sort of like a 90 Day Fiance, but in Pennsylvania? Pittsburgh.
I'll let you get away with
that. I don't even know.
I'll let it slide a little bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, you see? And then it's you.
Okay,
Pittsburgh.
Represent.
No, I mean like bringing her over.
Yeah, like, we just clicked right away.
You know what I mean?
It was just love. It's love.
Okay, so you came to a Scissor Bro show.
Yeah,
it's me.
Okay,
yeah,
obviously because you're together. So you were so doing cute. A Scissor Bro, live.
And then we just the sparks, you know, and right, babe.
Who approached who?
We, it was a mutual thing. We linked up that night, and she noticed a few things about me that were kind of like weird.
Okay.
She noticed that like I didn't pee all the way in the toilet. Like I sprinkled urine like near the toilet. Yeah. So I pissed all over the floor.
Steve, was that on purpose, or is that just how
I don't
you do
know.
It?
You know, like the Lees have weird tendencies, and I left my nicotine pouches everywhere, and just weird stuff that's like that. Tracking. Yeah.
Do you still do those things?
No, I switched to. I just went to the dentist too because I had a bunch of
Good for you, man.
It's so funny because one of your fans
they look clean white teeth.
I mean, right.
Yeah, I want that as my screensaver. I'm going to take a photo of that afterwards, and that's going to be it. But somebody asked, because I ask people, you know, questions for our guests. Ooh. And of course, everybody loves Stevie. Yeah. So one of the questions was, did you ever go to the dentist?
I went to the dentist. I went recently. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, because people want to know.
So shout out to Dr. Rami in Beverly Hills. Yeah, I went there, and I got a whole procedure done on both sides where they scrape off all the plaque. Yeah. I had a yellow, like a yellow wall of plaque under right
hot.
There.
That's hot.
And they got in there.
What?
It's called okay. Sorry.
Root planing.
Root planting.
Planing.
Root planing procedure.
Okay.
And both sides.
Did the dentist say why you have plaque root? Why you needed root planing?
Well, it's because I was honest with him. I said it's been decades. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I went to the dentist.
Did you have cavities?
I have 6 or 7 right now. I have to go back.
Okay.
Any root canals or just normal for not
well,
being there
for so long?
Well,
they could turn to root canals if I don't go back to Dr. Rami.
Let me ask you,
Go ahead. About my breath? You could ask her too.
No, I have such a hard time getting through conversations with you because he kills me. You kill me. I think you're one of the funniest humans on this planet.
But don't say I'm funnier than Bob because he'll take offense to that.
Okay.
But continue.
All right.
But
so did you, this don't take offense because I'm asking this as somebody who has to go to the dentist a lot and I barely have any teeth in the back of my mouth. Were you a teeth brusher as a kid and then into adult life?
Yeah, I did brush. And then we used, in our household, we used the OG Crest, the one with just the red thing on it. Yeah, the OG Crest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing that messed up my teeth is since my wrestling career went at Poway, I got into chewing tobacco.
Okay.
Wow. It's a part of the culture, like wrestling culture, similar to baseball culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, you know, and then that messed up my teeth. Just, it was a progressive thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where most people, I would say 90% of the people who chew tobacco spit in a cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't spit. It just contained inside my mouth.
But you didn't swallow it, did you? You why
it
would you?
I didn't necessarily like intentionally swallow, but it would naturally go down my throat because I wouldn't spit. So
the dip tea packs are like
tiny.
Don't.
But you don't dip anymore though.
No, so I'm vaping now.
So you vape?
Yeah, because the dentist said recently in the last 2 or 3 weeks because I just got it done. He said, Steven, you have to quit. I'm sorry to tell you have to quit chewing tobacco. And I go, what?
I'm like, where's he
from?
And
he goes, I don't know. That was a horrible accident, but I'm going to commit to it. I'm going to cast Steven.
I was like, is he from Italy?
Yep. I don't know. I just like Middle East.
Okay, sure, sure, sure. I was just
kidding. And so I said, well, do I have to do cold turkey? He goes, eventually you have to quit.
Yeah.
I go, okay. So, but now I'm
But now you're smoking.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fiend with this.
Before it was not smoking, your lungs were okay, but now you're vaping.
Yeah, so I know.
So it's kind of...
It's the lesser of two evils, or that's depending true. On how you look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll have I'm your just teeth. Just being honest You'll with you. You'll have your teeth.
I'm being honest.
I love that you're being honest.
I could lie. I'm not lying.
I don't want you to lie.
Look,
You're doing great.
I'm a fiend okay. with this. You could ask her, have I been a fiend with these? I got like 8 of these at home.
Are you okay. a vapor, Gabby?
Yeah, she vapes. But I smoke cigarettes too in Arizona too. I don't know. I smoke for like 14, 15, 16.
Okay. Years. So let me go back really quickly.
Yeah.
So when the night that you guys met, thank you for sharing your dentist story that's fine, because that's fine. People were asking.
What were they asking? My teeth?
Yeah. About if you went back to the dentist and okay. how you were doing.
I did.
People care about your well-being.
Thank and
you.
He's doing great now.
So, okay. So you guys hooked up the first night. It was after Scissor Bros. Who'd approached who? I'm sorry. I maybe have missed that. Mutual? Okay. Yeah. And from that night on, because you've been together a couple years, did you guys know this was going to be a thing?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Not
until after the first
time. Gabby did. Okay. Mm-hmm. But not... Okay.
I love her. And we're so in love. This is love.
I love it. So are you guys
I'm in love with her.
Okay. So are you... There's... I don't know where I heard this, but was there... There was a rumor that you were thinking about moving out of L.A.
Who told you that?
No one told me. I think it was just
is that a rumor mill. Is that through a YouTube comment?
Rumor
or
mill.
Or what's going on? Like, let's call a spade
Is it
a spade.
True?
What the hell's going on here?
Is it true?
I thought about it.
Okay. Then if you were to move out of LA, would you move to Pennsylvania?
It's just different.
It's a different place. Yeah.
It's just simpler.
It is more simple.
Are you going to do it?
I don't know. We're trying to find a medium, like a...
I think the next place will be...
Probably Arizona.
Oh, in Arizona with mommy.
My dad lives in Arizona.
Yeah.
Because she loves it, and my mom's getting older. And they get along, you know?
Where in Arizona?
Gilbert.
Okay, so your mom, she's not doing... What's going on?
Well, you know, like... It's a part. She's aging.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my dad just passed 2019. My mom she's getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I want to be there, you know, the whole time
mm-hmm.
before, you know.
Does she live on her own or is she?
Oh, dude. It's weird because I just talked to my cousin Jenny because we're going to visit her in San Diego. And we just talked about, she asked how my mom was doing. And I'm like, dude, she's like a shut-in.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't leave. Yeah, you know, it's crazy, too, because
so
it's like,
Gabby said.
Like, out of the blue, like, I'll see her, like, I saw her on, like, Bad Friends Instagram. I'm like, oh, they picked her up and brought her in front of 5,000 people? That's crazy, because that's not like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a meltdown in Costco when we were there. Was it after 4th of July, or when was that, babe?
It was New Year's.
And she literally, like, froze.
Because, okay, this is when you guys were visiting Arizona to go see her. And you guys...
I had to, like, mediate because I didn't know, like, if she was mad at my mom or if my mom was mad at her.
You were like, watch my mom. I go to the bathroom.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, but then she keeps running away from me. I'm like, space.
Okay.
So
you had Gabby look after your mother.
Yeah, and then my mom was freaking out.
She clearly didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened when she freaked out and was trying to get space from you?
Once it clicked in my brain that, she's having
anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
social anxiety.
Yeah. Okay.
There's
okay.
a name for it. I forgot the name.
Do you think agoraphobia?
Yeah. Something like a fear
when you leave the house.
Yeah. Exactly.
So she's developed that as she's gotten.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you think going on stage at Bad Friends though, it was like her time to shine? Like she felt like she was famous for that moment?
No,
like, it, like,
she's
was
not.
A
she doesn't.
Good thing?
She probably didn't even know where she was. Mm. She's,
oh, okay.
She's
like
not.
That.
She doesn't care about the Hollywood shit. Any of
Maybe
it.
She couldn't see them because when you're on stage, it looks dark.
Yeah, she does not. She's not even in tune, like attuned to that at all.
Yeah.
She's just like, okay, well.
So
she does whatever Bob, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob probably like, no, mom, you're going. You know how Bob is. You're going to do it.
I love your mother.
But
so
you know
much.
How Bob gets.
Yes, I do.
Right.
So- So who's taking care of your mom when she's by herself in the house right now? Oh, so you guys go back and forth from Arizona to your mom. So nobody's. So you're it.
Well, Bob sends the money.
Okay. But physically, you're in the house with her. Okay.
I got to do it.
Okay, How often do you go?
I got to be there.
Yeah.
How often?
We want to go back. So, I mean, usually a couple months, but she really had, like, she got to a point where, like, she's not letting any sunlight in. Where even, like, the tall, whatever, the window part, she, like, blocked that out. So it's like Vampire Cavern in there. Straight up, like Lost Boys.
Is she unwell mentally, or is she just kind of not wanting to just...
She's more... It's a combination of a couple things. It's a fear of being around people, for sure. And I also thought about this because she was caretaking... she was basically like in-house nurse for my father, you know, because my dad was, he had like 8 strokes.
Wow.
So she, at one point, you know, we had the whole nursing, the bed in there, the hospital bed. So she was a nurse for about 10 years. Like she put in the feeding tube.
With your papa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
And so she would crush the pills and put it in his feeding tube and all that. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Okay. So obviously there's been a lot going on. Right.
And it's life, though. It's a part of life. And you went through it just recently.
I did.
Too, right?
No,
how did you deal with it? And like,
well, we're very the same things that my mom lived in Kentucky. Your mom's in Arizona. So there was also the distance, right, that I haven't lived with my mom or my family for a very long time when I moved out to L.A. Right. So when my mom got sick, it was very quick. So she wasn't feeling well mid-August and she died October 12th. So it was very quick. So I went home right away when she said she wasn't feeling well and then they diagnosed her with cancer. So I went home right away. So
you didn't know that it wasn't preventative? Like you found that out
by the time by the time that she was getting so sick, the thing was already, it was in her liver. So it was already so big and so far gone that there was really no...
Like her bones.
There was just... There's nothing. It was everywhere. So, she went through... So anyway, so to answer your question, so I went back there and I stayed with her the entire time except for 1 week I came back to LA for work something and then I went back. I definitely became the caretaker with my dad because he lived at the... You know. He was there sometimes, but
how's he holding up?
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's good. Yeah.
Did you have a chance to still go to your meetings and?
Not so much.
Because that's important too for your own sanity.
But the good thing,
and you know,
yeah, it was. But I kept very close to like my sponsor, right? And the people that
Zoom.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of Zoom. A lot of Zoom meetings. Yeah, yeah.
Which makes it good if you're in a place that you're traveling and you can't be. So, which is kind of the Zoom world has like expanded. So you could move to Arizona and still be connected. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's expanded. Yeah.
In a way, but then I also thought about this because since we interview people live and stuff, like...
Oh, you mean for your podcast?
Yeah.
Which brings me to... So you're no longer doing Scissor Bros. Is that right?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
But here's what... Okay, I'm going to...
No, we can, but yeah, a lot... I know people have been asking.
I'm going to keep referencing
because...
Yeah,
no, that's fine. Yeah. People were asking about
it. Well, one of the questions was... How is your mental health after Scissor Bros ended? Like that was
it's been doing better. I mean, I'm like not as stressed out. And I, dude, this is the thing because Jeremiah's my homie. Like we're good. Like it was more on me and like what it was doing to me. Because Jeremiah's different. He's built different than I am. Mm-hmm. He could like do a show, do a podcast, go on the road. You know what I mean? Like I'm more like. I think I'm more like my mom in this sense where I get my stuff done, but I'm not like overachieve, like, you know what I mean? Like I get my stuff done, but I'm not like trying to, you know, like over, go audition for the, you know, this and book this, you know, I'm not that dude, you know? And so I felt like, and I appreciate like everything that, I mean, cause I had some I mean, I wouldn't have met her without Scissor Bros, you know?
Yeah.
So I owe, you know, I owe a lot to Scissor Bros. Like, I, you know, did a lot of, we did a lot of comedy festivals. Yeah. We did like, we went to Austin, we went to Florida recently, and we've done, we did a, you know, we did a lot of cool shit. And, but and it has nothing, it has to do more with like, it was just stressing me out at, you know, and who's to say, I mean, this is where I'm at now.
Yeah.
But I know, because a lot of people are like really upset. Like, I got a lot of hate. I still get some hate on Instagram. Mm. People are like, and it's like the worst shit people are saying to me. They're like, I wish nothing but the worst. I hope you fucking die. And
it's so crazy.
Crazy shit.
How long has it been since you guys stopped filming?
How long has it been, babe?
Well,
the last thing, because we did that comedy festival in Florida, the Sunlight or the Sunshine Comedy.
Yes, I remember.
And that's the thing is, like, I didn't just leave him. I'm like, look, I was thinking these things, I'm going through this stuff. I don't want to just leave you. So I was like, I prepped like 2.5 months in advance, like, because I didn't want to just leave him hanging. So I told him I would do 8 to 10 more episodes. And I told him that I'll go to Florida since you already booked that like a year ago. I'm not going to flake out on that.
Yeah.
I'll do the live Scissor Bros there. I'll do your stand up on the spot, whatever you need. And then we'll like, you know, it'll dissipate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's difficult and it's just like, and it was a hard decision, but it's like, dude, like I noticed that I was like messing with my, just like my mental health. And like, I felt like, more robotic, like it was like it got like tedious.
Yeah, a chore. You know what I mean? Like chorey.
Yeah, and I didn't want to. Yeah, that's not like cool when, you know, like a thing gets to that point where it's just like you're not, you know, like vibing with it like you need to be to, mm-hmm. you know.
Were you also because you had Jeremiah was your partner in this? Were you guys? But were you guys conflicting personally? Like,
well, the only we got along. But it's like I think the way that I look at podcasting, and this is like not like a knock on him, but it's like I think of podcasting like I just wanted to shoot the shit and talk. And mm-hmm. I think with him, it was like a little bit more performative, and mm-hmm. you know,
I got it.
And so, like, but that's skits. Not his fault. That's just the way, dude. He's a performer. He's a great comedian. He does great, like, you know, crowd work.
So he was more structured. You were unstructured.
I wouldn't say structured. I think just our concept of it was different. You know, mm-hmm. like I thought of it like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking openly,
free-forming,
honestly, just, you know, nothing's planned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with him, it was more, he wanted to know like the different talking points. I mean, that's nothing knocking. That's, I'm not knocking him.
Yeah.
People just think of podcasting in different ways. I'm more like just this. This is more like me. Like, oh, I could just sit down and like shoot the shit and then, oh, we done? And then we're done.
Oh my God. The two of you should have a podcast.
Well, Steve, you have your own podcast.
The two. You guys.
You have the Stevie Weeby show.
You guys are the same person.
Oh.
You're still doing the Stevie Weeby show.
Wait a minute.
I don't know why I just said that.
Oh my God.
Can you fucking imagine?
We could call it Bobby Lee's exes.
Well, no,
oh my God.
I don't know why I just thought about that. Because it's the same thing.
The thumbnail or the logo would be a picture of Bobby with him crossed out.
Oh, fuck.
We used to be in his life. Now we're not.
Are you no longer?
No, I'm fucking around. Okay. No, I love
Bobby. No, but there's something about that.
But he's so
that.
Fucking busy, dude. Like, I don't know. It's like, dude, I seriously, I don't know. It's like, dude, he used to visit me like all the time. Like, he would come by. He's like, what are you doing? We'd play FIFA. I don't know where he is half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes, and then I'll be like, and then I'll like be on Instagram. I'm like, oh, he's in Hawaii, or oh, he's with like Steven Yeun, or he's at this. You know, I don't know what's going on. You know,
you're like, am I your brother?
Yeah, like I have. Yeah, I feel like in that sense, it's like I'm here, but it's like I'm not here. Like I could live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it'd be the same shit as far as the amount of time I see him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's fucking weird.
It's wild.
How often do you see? You probably see Bob more than I do.
I
swear to God, you probably do.
No,
you probably do. When's the last time you did Tiger Belly?
Forever ago.
Since that one time.
A long time ago.
No, be real.
That was the last time.
When I was with you, I think, and Kalila, and Bobby wasn't there. That's the last time I was there. I think that was the last time.
She hasn't seen Bobby like that, around for that time. Meeting.
Yeah.
That was like a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that.
Even, yeah, she at hasn't least been invited 2 years back. Ago, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Now, when you're can I shift it back to you again?
Go for it.
When you were with Bob, did he like want? Did he push you a certain way, or did you? Because what I dug about you is you're still independent
mm-hmm.
from the relationship, like doing your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so did he like try to say, hey, I could get you with Aqua. You want to get a commercial age? Like, yeah. Did he do all that stuff with you?
Well,
because he does that. He did that with Ari.
He did that with you.
I know he did with me, but he did it with Ari. He did it with all
he
of
did
them,
say,
right?
I was like, you were with Aqua.
All of them, right? He's like,
well, he
but,
did.
But
say,
that's something he'll give everyone that, but he won't hook you up above that. He'll be like, I'll hook you up with Aqua, dude. We'll get you on commercial auditions, dude. Get you going. But it's never like a theatrical agent. It's always, hook everyone with Aqua, right?
My favorite was, I want you to play the sister of so-and-so in his movie. You're going to be casted for that. And then, I was like, is that going to happen? Is that actually really going to happen? And so I was like, no.
I'm just realistic. This, you know?
But he did. So I'm just trying to figure out the math and the history.
I can't
so we both got offered, he gave Aqua was presented to both of us.
Yeah.
But Aqua was also presented to like Ari and like everyone else.
Yes.
Got Aqua.
Yes.
But that's the only thing he presented. It was Aqua.
Yeah, and I worked with Abby for a hot second, little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's a little different.
Yeah.
Because you work with management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when she says a hot second, she means literally.
But it's no fault of anyone's own. It just, I don't know. I don't think about that and ruminate on like, oh, fucking what I didn't get out of Publi.
No, for
like,
sure.
Like, I don't.
That's
why
I dig it, because you're not like all like Hollywooded out like that. Like, oh my God, I miss, I could have worked with this director. Like, you're kind of just doing
like
your
that.
Own art and your own shit.
It's why I'm probably haven't made it.
But dude, that's all, perception.
Yeah,
Because what's making it? Like, you're on Netflix. And
yeah, that's it.
But that's the thing. That's not going to bring you happiness.
No.
Because you get to that level, it's like the next thing.
Well, that's it.
It's the next thing.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, well, what's the highest you could possibly get in this town?
Right.
A movie doing a Christopher Nolan movie as the main principal, like an Anne Hathaway character.
Yeah.
But what's above? Then what you going to do?
No, I don't. Well,
then there's nothing beyond that.
No.
Unless you're like Drew Barrymore, then you write books.
And you have a TV show.
Yeah.
and then you get canceled.
Yeah, then you write a book.
But then once
memoirs.
Get canceled, then you really make it because you were because she got canceled
and then
for a hot
maybe
minute.
Maybe start
right?
a dog rescue or do work the environment
very
like Leonardo
LA.
DiCaprio.
Very
you're
LA.
Doing the environment, working with the environment. But it's just, it's weird out here. Like, we're even driving, because she's not used to it. Like, seeing on the billboard, like, everything's like, because she's not used to this.
Everywhere.
She even noticed, she's like, these billboards are not for businesses.
Oh, no. It's not a McDonald's billboard.
Wait a minute, you're right. It's like,
I know.
Show, Netflix.
To be considered.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I remember my dad, Big Tim came to visit LA, and he kept saying, he's like, where's everybody in like their suits? Who goes to work around here? Like, why don't people wear ties and shit? Where do they work? I was like, Dad, people don't
work
that
here.
Like, people wear flip-flops everywhere. Like, no one goes, because he kept looking for like, when people get in their cars and they.
Right. He's old school though.
For sure.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s, of course.
He's a friend of Bill, though.
Yes.
Okay. That says a lot, too.
For sure.
He's more grounded in that way. He's of service.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's
that?
What was his job?
He works in insurance. He's an insurance man.
He's a normal good guy.
So
Kentucky dude.
He kept like Pennsylvania. Like, you just look Midwestern, South, North, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they blue collar. You just like where the neighborhoods and shit.
He got like, Bob and him got along well.
Yeah,
too.
My
like,
dad
Bob
loves Bobby.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it was like a sober thing too.
Yeah, but her dad loves Bobby. Her whole family does. I think if there could be a switcheroo with me and Bobby, they would be like, bring Bobby back.
Don't say that.
Thank you.
I do feel that way though. Sometimes I do.
Thank you.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
There's still photos of Bobby on the wall. You know what I mean?
Really?
There is not. There's not.
Which is fine. That was a great time in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. So how did Jeremiah take it when you're like, Jeremiah, I can't do Caesar Bros anymore?
It wasn't easy. You know, it was hard. I mean, I'm still cool with them. Like we text and it's not like, dude, we're cool. You know, it's just like, it's mostly me, you know, it was my decision, you know, it was like, I just wasn't like, it got monotonous for me. And it was just like a thing where I wasn't like really there mentally, like, you know, like there were certain episodes where I was just like, I was like kind of zoning out and I'm like, what, you know, like, you know, and I'm like, but that's the thing. It's like, that's not a bad thing. It's just like, I'm just going through that right now. And like, I'm like, you know, and then now finally, like my girl's here and I, you know, it's like, I have a little bit more freedom. I'm like, just, you know, focusing on my own content and my YouTube channel and, you know, et cetera.
Well, let's talk about that. What are you doing right now for yourself?
I'm just literally just doing my YouTube channel. Like I'm working on content on my YouTube channel.
So you're doing filming stuff of yourself.
Yeah. I'm doing content for my YouTube channel and I'm interviewing people. I'd love to have you back on.
I love your show.
I mean, are you free next week?
Can
you?
Yeah, we'll do next week.
But anyway, and then I just did a music project. Can I talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, but can I ask you something really quickly before your music project?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. I see a trend with your guests, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
But are there, like, you're having a slew of, like, young porn stars, yes? Or the people that were in the porn industry?
Oh, girlfriend looking, giving a side eye.
No, this is not, like, it's not between, Gabby is our own planet.
Oh,
you
been
did.
A talk.
Okay, so
this
been
is
a talk
real.
With you and Gabby. Okay,
it's okay. Safe space, family.
As
family.
Somebody who's not in the relationship, I've noticed that there's been.
Okay, this is the reason why I chose to do that because I know, like, because my fan base, like, is predominantly like
loves porn,
25 to 35 year old dudes.
They want porn stars,
and they're like, a lot of them may or may not be incels. That's off.
They want to
for
see
interpretation.
Porn
star. So I'm thinking, if I have this type of guest, then it would bring numbers. But then my last episode, I don't know. I mean, some maybe it's not the case. So.
But I just want to be clear. I don't have a problem with any of these women or anyone that does that. It's just whenever the conversation takes a turn about this body and the body parts on this person.
Okay.
Like,
so. Okay, so I don't know if the listeners
let's
can
do
hear
some art,
Gabby.
Huh?
No.
Maybe with some crossing pictures right now.
No. So what you're what Gab? Well, yes.
What is Gabby? I'm like really feeling a little uncomfortable
okay,
right
wait,
now.
Okay, wait. All right, wait. Hey,
just hit your vape.
Stevie, I'm
it's
not
okay.
Here.
Safe space.
I'm not here to hurt you. No one's here to hurt
nobody,
you.
Nobody. Look, we're gonna hold this hand. Everybody's here.
You're like my sister.
I'm never gonna hurt you.
I got mad love.
So listen to me. What my question was.
No, but you have been mad.
Okay.
We've gone into like
so how,
conversations ask, about this particular topic.
Has, okay. Because, hot spot.
Yeah, because this is my girl and she's like, you know, and she was being real.
That's the thing. I've never done anything more than.
Okay.
No, well, we haven't yelled at each other, but we've got into like disputes about it. Like, let's, you know, come on.
Is the dispute
it's good
because
to talk
you're
about.
Talking about their particular body parts?
No, it's not even talking about them. It's mostly like, I think it's funny sometimes talking about like micro penises.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, not to say that I have one.
Because they're funny.
Gabby.
But it's.
Do you want to chime in?
It's not a micro penis, dude.
Yeah, they're fine. They're
it's
right
not.
Right. Yeah.
But
It's not.
Okay, so, all right, we've okay, that is established.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, I think it's a funny topic, talking point. And certain people, like, wait for me to bring that up. And that's what she doesn't like. And, like, you know, I'll stop
like
doing it.
Talk badly about himself all the time either.
Okay.
You know, I don't like the... She
doesn't like the self-deprecating thing.
So she's being a supportive girlfriend.
But the Lees do that.
Self-deprecate.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
that's a Lee brother thing.
Yeah.
that's, we self-deprecate.
Yes.
And she doesn't like that. And I'm trying to, and I'm trying to work on it.
Yeah.
And going back to Scissor Bros, a lot of it was self-deprecating.
Because you harmed yourself physically.
Well, just, I'm always the butt of the joke. And I'm always the, you know, and that's not, that's just, I just ended up in that role. And I know I have a part in that just because the way I am. Okay, let's not ruffle any feathers. We're just trying to keep it positive here.
No, no, so you're trying to get out of
safe space.
It's good, this is part of relationships. It's like you have the person who's usually like, if you have a weaker in position and somebody stronger in that position and vice versa, then you try to support that person.
I just don't think it's fair that you're not giving yourself any credit because you had tried to make things work and proposed ideas.
But exactly. And again, it's like, I want to focus again, like, I'm not trying to bring Bob into the mix, but we both are self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. And you've known that because you were with him for several years. And you know, I mean, I don't know why. I probably need to talk to a therapist about why I do those things.
Right.
But it's like, maybe it's like a coping mechanism.
Could be.
Or like, maybe I do that just to be accepted. Like, you know, I remember, like, can I tell you a story that it might be... it may be relative to this, but I remember in elementary school, my mom would pack me Twix, candy, and I would give my friend Anthony the Twix and I would take the wrapper and I would just chew on the wrapper. Oh. And it's like, why did I do that?
'Cause it's probably funny. You probably made him laugh.
But that's kind of like you know what I mean? I'm giving him the good chocolate. I'll just take the trash. And, you know what I'm saying? It's I didn't mean to psychoanalyze it, but like I did stuff like that as a kid. Mm. So that's kind of weird, right? That kind of behavior.
It's coping. Yeah. You know, to be I'm sure accepted, it wasn't easy having the sibling that you had growing up.
But did you compare yourself or did people compare you to Bobby when you were younger? To piggyback?
No, because Bob was, people don't realize this, and this is no shade on Bob, but he was kind of like the outcast in high school. He wasn't really cool.
No, but
he's gonna be.
Look, I wasn't cool in high school. Then you just kind of grow out of it.
He had like long hair. I remember he had long hair and like James Eha, like kind of like James Eha from Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And he would like his rock posters were like on the ceiling. I thought that was really weird.
Like hanging?
No, like they're on the ceiling. Like he had like a Bob Marley one, Black Flag, the Beatles, and they would just be on the ceiling. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. And but the thing that I have to like commend Bob, like he really was into music and he like opened my mind. Like he had a bunch of different genres of music. Like he had like Black Flag and Toy Dolls and like Bob Marley. And like he got into all the cool San Diego bands like Sebado and Rocket from the Crypt and all that. So he like was more like he would go to the coffee shop and play chess with his friend Calixto. Calixto. Do you remember Calixto?
I don't think so.
Well, they lived in Silver Lake together. Okay. But then they would go to they would go to shows in San Diego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't he didn't get any girls in high school that I remember. I remember like he went to rehab and I've never saw a girl him bringing a girl to the house. But I remember there was one girl from his rehab and I remember I woke up and I looked down the hallway and I saw her leave, like come out of his room. And I'm like, I was in shock. I'm like, whoa, there's a girl that came out of Bob's room.
Okay.
He's gonna hate this.
No, he won't listen.
Okay, yeah, he was not gonna listen.
He's not gonna listen.
He won't listen.
It's good.
No, but were you guys? Because that's the thing. Here's the thing. What I'm hearing is that like you're tired of being the thing that people know you for, which is the comedy relief of laughing at Stevie Wiebe, because Stevie Wiebe's being...
Well, I mean, we would just do it. Not just that, we would do like a lot of self-deprecate, like you know,
right.
But we did a lot of like Jackass kind of. I mean, not to say that's bad.
Yeah.
But it's, and the thing is, this is like, this is more on me. Like, I love Jeremiah. We're good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to put shade towards Jeremiah. We're good. Yeah. We know. You know, it's just more on like the way it made me feel. I was more like, I just got kind of sick of it, you know, not sick of it, but I was just kind of, it got monotonous. Like,
you had to move on. It was time to move on.
I was just like,
okay, time to move on. You've moved on. So I guess with this new kind of a little bit shift in your perception of how you want to move forward.
I don't know
what do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't know right now. I'm doing YouTube right now, and I'm still doing the Stevie Wiebe show.
And your music.
Yeah, and then I'm doing, yeah. Oh, can I bring it up?
I talk about your music.
Okay, so I have a new, the newest project I have is called Puer Eternos, and then my music moniker is Kwang U. It's my Korean name, Kuangou. And so that album is now, it's on my Bandcamp, StevieWiebeBandcamp.com, but it's also like on all platforms now. And I have cassette tapes. I sent out for some tapes, so. I'm going to put that on my Instagram.
Can you give us a little sample of what something might sound
if
like?
If you, what, live?
Just like, come on, something.
Sleeping through the day, my apartment is a crib. I live my life like adolescence as I'm taking off this wig. I'm an old dinosaur skateboarding to the store, eating Skittles as I wiggle in the middle of the floor. I'm a dirty ass stink, and my ship will surely sink. You'll see me picking at my nuts as I'm edging to the brink. Hey, what's that smell? It's my shit breath too. I need to brush my teeth as an adult like you. I don't even have a whip to drive, no skip to my loo. Puer Eternos.
Hey.
That's the first verse of the first thing. But anyway, I did all the beats. I did all my production on my sampler.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I drew the cover similar to how you did that.
Nice.
Like how we draw our own stuff.
Yeah, draw your own stuff.
So,
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy with the way it turned out. So. Yeah. That's the thing is I want to just create more music and stuff like that and art, you know. And I felt like I couldn't do that because it was such a weekly thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I wasn't providing I wasn't stepping up to like what was asked of me, like because they were like we're gonna have a meeting, and they're like for 2024, 2025, and they're like, well, can you do this? And they're talking about doing podcasts and going to New York and doing all these comedy podcasts and doing this and that. I'm like, dude, I'm like barely making it here every week, bro. Like, you want me to do all, you know, it's taking everything for me to come here, bro. Like, so, you know, I'm just being real, you know?
Yeah. Real.
Was it a job though? Like, was it financially?
It's fun at first until it becomes, you know, it becomes a business because it is, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you enjoy doing this? I mean,
I do, but again, like, I like, probably like you, like a true artist, the fun is in seeking the creativity in the next thing. It's never the money. Like, money's nice.
Yeah.
But then with money comes responsibility, and then there's parameters around it, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck, for this amount of money, I have to provide this service. Then it becomes a monotonous responsibility. So there's no freedom. There's not a lot of freedom in it of like, you know.
You basically, all in a nutshell, you just basically said it. You're saying it right now.
Well, it's the crux of all artistry, right? So then you break free of that. But then you also jump into this abyss of like, will I ever get paid for doing any of this shit? You know, because then it's, you know, based on your audience and what they're willing to compensate or not compensate for it, right? So, but there's like a lot of.
I'm not freaking out.
Yeah, don't freak out. Trust me.
I'm agreeing with whatever you're saying.
Trust me.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I rarely get paid for my shit. Are you kidding? Like, it's few and far between.
You think I got paid? Like, I've done music for how many years? You think I got paid for all those past projects that I've done? No.
Yeah. No, I understand it.
No one even knew it was there. Yeah.
But the passion for it is there.
Yeah, it's because it's a part of it. Like, are you going to ever quit drawing or painting?
I hope she doesn't. She's so good at it.
But that's what I mean. But it's, listen.
Yeah.
like when I paint something on my own because it comes out of my own
mind,
brain.
Yes.
Right? I'm like, oh, dope. I have a self-propelled thing that I'm excited about. Yes. It's my fucking idea.
Exactly.
But then as soon as somebody's like, I want to commission you to paint my nephew on the, you know, and he's going to be in a tree in his treehouse. That's what I want you to do. And here's what exactly what I want it to look like. And then you're like, go because then the pressure is of somebody else.
It's but it's not even that. What
and
happens
I'm gonna
is
I'm going to pay you $150.
But actually, then they say that, and then they're like, but actually, my cat just got hit by a car, and now I have all these vet bills, and my aunt needs a few dollars. So actually, I'll come back like next year and see if you can
and they lowball
for like $50.
It changes.
That's
yeah,
what
I
she
can relate to
with.
That. I don't think, and I thought about this too. I just like, because I was in a band as well, mm-hmm. and I just don't think I'm like, it's not like I can't collaborate because I can if the parameters are right. But for the most part, I'm just like, when there's too many cooks in the kitchen, I don't like do well with that. Mm. It's kind of like with music and stuff, like it gets to a point where it's like you have I'll relay it to painting. Let's say you're working on a painting and it's all done and you have it the way it is like that. Mm-hmm. That's the way you want it, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're in a band, other people will, like, when you're not there, they'll come into the room and be like, let me add some green here. Let me add some blue streaks here. And, I don't like the way the glass, you know? And then it's like, and that tends to drive me crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I thought that you guys were cool. No, they're like, nah, we're gonna. And so that's the way, at least with me, that's the way, like, as far as, like, certain band songs were, like, done, and I'm like, I don't know if I could be cool with that, you know. And it kind of tends to rub you the wrong way, because you feel like, well, you're like, what you did was like not even respected, like this, the way it is like not even like respected the way it is and the way it looks aesthetically. Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, it's not good enough, you know.
Right.
And so that, I mean, I don't know if that's a good analogy, but
no,
that's
great.
Just the way I felt with like certain, like, you know,
yeah,
being in a band or whatever. And it's like, man.
Well, this will bring me to another one of the questions that your fans have asked.
Okay.
Because it has to do with.
So how are you getting this information, man? Like, how are you getting all this intel?
This
like,
is
what
live
is going
streaming.
On right
this
now?
Is live streaming right now. People
it is?
Are,
no, it's not. You'll freak them out.
Is it live streaming?
No, it's not.
You live. Son of a gun.
We are fucking live.
Dude, is it live streaming?
It's not live streaming.
Oh, you son of a gun. Go ahead, ask it.
Okay, because it has to do with another collaboration that I think.
Okay.
So this question was from.
Is this going okay?
You're going to, you're
is
amazing.
This,
you're amazing.
Is this presentable?
Before
can you present
even
this?
Walked in, it was gold.
No. I want to know if this is presentable.
It's so presentable.
Okay, go ahead. Say it.
Okay, the question is, why did Steve leave King and the Sting? Eric and him could have ruled the world over there.
Next.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
Next talking point. Look, that's the thing. I could start talking about stuff, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to end up on a tea drama.
Yeah, we're not here for that.
Where it's like, because it's like,
I don't even know what that
so
is.
Much,
what is that?
I was kind of like, I did it for a little bit. Like, there's no shade on them, dude. Like, they gave me a job.
Who?
I'm grateful. So, you know, Brendan gave me a job and Nick and all them, they gave me a job. And to the point where I was just, it's the same thing where I'm like, well, I think it's time for me to move on now. And I just moved on. Is that good enough?
That's
that
a great answer.
Is that good
I think,
answer?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to like put any shade on like,
no,
whatever.
You're doing great.
You know, because those guys
great.
Are, I'm still cool with Nick and
for
you know,
sure.
people there. And I'm cool with Eric, you know?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, me, Eric, and Bob should have done the movie. We should have done a, man, that would have been so good.
Were you supposed to do a movie?
I mean, yeah, I mean, just back in the day, if we would have done that movie podcast, that would have been great.
Okay, well, okay.
It just never worked out.
It's like
out.
An Aqua.
Yeah, it just never, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
You're doing good.
You're doing amazing.
Let's have a coffee break.
No, listen.
We're doing
coffee
break.
Can I say though?
Yeah.
The great thing, I relate very much to you.
You do?
Very much. Like I.
That's why I think we get along, because you understand where I'm coming from just this, the art point of view.
Right.
Because we love doing art too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think, so there's nothing but love for real. So I guess like.
Yeah.
What? Okay, this is a very deep question.
Let's do it.
What gets you
think about it. Think about it.
What gets you up out of bed in the morning?
She helps. That helps a lot.
Your girlfriend helps?
That helps a lot.
Okay.
And being sober.
Okay.
That helps.
Sorry, Steve.
I'm not religious, but I still believe in a higher power. I believe that there is something out there that's, you know, dictating things. What was that, babe? Well, yeah, I'm on. That helps too. Yeah, I'm on anti-anxiety medication. Yeah. That helps.
How long have you? Is that been? Is been that like, new?
No, has it been 2 years? Like a year? 2 years.
Oh, so okay. Since you guys first got together, you've taken
medication. I saw a psychiatrist in Arizona because it's cheaper out there.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Dr. Fong. Mm-hmm. He helped me out there
in Arizona. Okay.
Yeah.
So there was there like a big blow up a couple years ago, and that what caused you to be like?
Like what? I don't remember that time period. I'm trying to remember. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you know, life happens.
Oh wait, I think this was around the time when like shit was getting really ugly, in the bro vibe.
Oh, was that that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got to be very wise with my words.
Yeah. Go slowly.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like there was a division, you know, with family or with certain parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you kind of know where I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know. That's why we don't have to say anything more.
I don't want to ruffle those feathers. Sure. And the thing is, I know I have a big part in it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still have to get to a point where I could communicate certain things effectively in more of a mature manner and in a healthy manner in regards to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still working on that. Mm-hmm. Like I have to figure out a place where I could get right, like in my program, write things out. And you know how that works, mm-hmm. right? I got to write things out, figure out what's my part, where did I go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of the problem with people like us, and I could throw you into the mix too, is because I have a hard time, I'm an expert at dissecting other people's character defects.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could pick apart people like that and be like, oh, they did this. But like when it comes to like looking at myself in the mirror and being like, well, what about you? I have a little bit of a hard time. But I'm working on, you know, it's hard. It's painful. It's painful to look at myself and be like, see, that's why the thing with the Scissor Bros thing, I could like point fingers at him, this or Jeremiah Ryan, but that's not the point. The point is like, well, that's why I was mostly focusing on me because it's mostly I'm a disaster.
I'm
a Tasmanian devil, you know what I mean? I could, you know, I could cause a lot of hurricanes and wreckage and stuff.
Mm. We all can.
And zoomies and tailspins or whatnot. And I'll admit that. Zoomies. And I even told people, I'm like, dude, I know I'm not the easiest person to work with because I know I'm not, you know? Going back to my album, I did mostly that. The reason why I like the way it came out is because it was just me working. I did all the beats. I did all the writing. I had all the creative direction. You know what I'm saying? I could, you know, edit verses out. I could, you know, add the ad libs that I wanted. It was entirely like my thing, you know, like even like the night I did the album cover, like I didn't even plan on doing it. She's like, sometimes we have nights where we just do art together where she'll draw and then I'll, you know, and then, you know, we'll just have an hour of that. Yeah, but we do. We've done that, like where we do. I have to fart so bad.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
She might have to.
That was
too.
A good one.
That was good.
A good one.
She might have to go next.
So basically, When we're drawing, because that was when we're drawing, like
she farts all the time.
She does.
We all do. And it's deep. You know what I mean?
Oh, there, dude. It was a good one. It was a bazooka. That was a bazooka launcher. Yeah.
What did you even eat while it was so wet?
We had El Coyote last night.
Okay.
And so we like we like the shrimp.
Yeah.
We shared the
wet
fetus.
Skis. Yeah.
How are we doing on time, by the way?
Well, I was just looking.
We at least made an hour, didn't we?
Yeah, we're good.
We'll wrap it up.
We got something, right?
We talked about quite a bit. We could talk hours with
But do we get along? We all get along.
I really think, I'm just going to say this again and leave it alone. You guys should be doing something together.
Listen.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gabby.
At least try.
Can I just say, she's actually brought you up in conversation. You did. You wanted to meet her. You're like, can I meet her? I want to meet her. Like her art. Like you said something like that in the past. I don't know if you remember.
I wish you were on mic. I really wish you were on mic. But you're an artist? Are you a visual artist?
She does art.
Art? Painter?
I don't know how you found the courage to market yourself.
I don't market myself.
Do you call yourself an artist?
I do, but I don't market myself.
There she is. That's art.
I mean, I'm always creating, but I don't feel necessarily comfortable calling myself an artist. I feel like an artist, but I don't feel comfortable saying that to people because I don't show anyone your work.
She doesn't. Yeah, she really does it for herself. But dude, like in her room, she did like, you know that, have you heard, seen that movie Birdman?
No, I'm sorry.
With Michael Keaton? Is that Birdman?
It came out a while ago, right? Like a long while ago.
Well, there's a movie called Birdman, and then she actually did a Michael Keaton portrait, like in paint. Like,
but
in
it's the same thing whenever.
But it was so good, but she never, like, I'm like, I complimented her, and she's like, it's whatever. I'm like, dude, that's so good.
Sarah can do the most amazing paintings. She's going to hate me saying this. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is so fucking good. No, it's not. It's not. I'm like, it is. It's so fucking good. She's so talented.
Yeah, like, I've never shared anything. Because I don't want anyone to comment on it, and then I'll feel different.
Here's the thing. I've only recently gotten to this point because I have posted myself. Sometimes I've just been naive and I'm like, you know, I just don't think about it. And I'm like, and then after I'll go back and look at some of the work I posted and I'm like, oh my God, why did you post that? That's so ugly. But then like now, here's the thing. What I do know about the human race is not everyone's going to love it. Not everyone's going to hate it. They're going to be really mean people.
Mm-hmm.
Really mean people. I've had mean shit. You know.
Oh, horrific. I had people, dude. Someone like texted my Bandcamp and said, "I went out of my way to purchase this shitty fucking album. Fuck you for leaving Scissor Brother." I had someone say, "I wish you nothing but the worst in life." Like. Really mean spirited shit.
Yeah.
We're like, why would you say that to anyone? It's so fucking mean, man.
It's so crazy.
I have feelings, man. Don't fucking say that to me, man.
It's crazy.
They're like, dude, I wish you nothing but the worst. I hope you fail in everything you do. You're a piece of shit. Yeah. Like, horrible things. Horrible.
Well, fuck them.
But you know what I realized? Mm. Those people are really just upset because they're like, fans of the thing that I left.
Yeah.
And that's their way of saying, I'm very, very, very hurt that you left this thing because I enjoyed it every Friday morning and you fucked that up.
Well, isn't it like, well, this is going to sound fucked up, like with like John Lennon and like super fan people shooting their big idols, killing them. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
Selena. That's what comes to mind. Like Selena,
so crazy.
Her fucking super fan manager, like,
right.
Killed her like crazy
crazy.
Because
so you're
doing...
talking about more about like human behavior.
I think it's
and,
just
like,
the behavior and like
weird.
How shit gets triggered.
Yeah,
we should probably
let's wrap it up.
So I know I've asked you this. I've asked you this last time, but it's been a while since I've seen you. And the last time I was with you before we do that, because you were with Jeremiah. So on your own, because I ask everybody this: what's the most not cool thing about you now?
Not cool.
Yeah.
To fart again.
Well, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's
at
not
least
cool.
Put it to the mic.
Let's do it
no
to the mic.
To
I can't.
It's all right.
Stand this
you
right
know
now.
What?
Do it.
Everybody
do it,
has
everybody.
Freedom to create what they want.
That was the most not cool.
Yeah, that's the most not cool thing.
That was a good ending, right? That worked. Look at you, are an artist of all mediums. Yeah. I swear to God.
I gave you that. That was a good ender.
That was good.
That was the most uncool thing.
All right, we'll do this really fast. Okay. Because last time you cheated.
But did the fart pick up?
It did, buddy. Okay, it did. Yeah.
It's like, yep.
Yeah. All right, so last time we did this, as Gabby, we did, this is called a no-look drawing. He knows exactly what it is. So we draw, and we draw one another, but last time.
But no look.
The rules are, it's one rule. You just don't look. And he drew a
I'm not going to look this time.
This is Steve the whole time.
No, I'm not looking. Dude, I'm not cheating. Dude, this is real.
The most detailed.
All right. I'm not doing it. I'm doing it for real this time.
My whole body was on it. I was that big. I had a skirt on. I wasn't even wearing a skirt. Yeah. He just added it.
I'm not looking. So I draw you?
Or you can draw me or Jen.
Okay.
Either or. Jen, do you have any questions that I missed for Steve? There's so many things you could ask him.
I think you're doing so good. I just want you to be like internally, emotionally, positively successful. Can I be honest with you?
I didn't expect this. I liked it, but it was more it was more real in the sense that I was more vulnerable. I'm drawing you.
Do it. Don't
worry. But can we just say, I think this is pretty on point to where you are in your life.
I see you.
Stevie. Stevie.
Yeah.
Good for the camera too.
Listen, I think all things are for a reason. I think you're in a point of your life. You're in a little transition. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
He can't focus on two more things.
Can you do that? Can you do
staring contest? Don't look down.
I did mine. Why is my I'm all Gabby, all mine look alike. He's not, you're not busy. You're busy. Busy staring.
I'm not looking.
He's
not
looking. Why do mine all look bad?
Okay.
It's very clear. Very similar to the last one, but that's way better. It's really good. It looks like a chicken.
It does.
Hey, I didn't cheat though.
Mine did not do good.
No, yours is really good. It's not good.
It's the same as last time. It's the same thing.
Yours is really good.
I love it.
That's really good, Stevie.
We need you to come again.
Yeah.
Sign it, Stevie. All right. So obviously you have a whole lot of new creations happening.
I just want to really focus on Player Eternals because it's like that's the latest like project that I actually completed.
Well, where can people go find
StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I mean, that's the best way to support it, but it's probably on all platforms.
I'm going to buy it right now.
Quangou. You don't have to buy it.
No, I want to.
We're absolutely going to buy it.
Stevie, or is it like
Stevie?
How do you spell it?
StevieWeebyBandcamp.com.
So Stevie, like V-I-E?
No, Stevie.
And so what about your own podcast?
Yeah. So that's still going on and I'm going to chill on the adult stars. I'll have more, you know, a variety of different types of people. I was just asking,
why so many adult stars?
I just thought, okay,
you gave the reason.
Huh?
Listen, it was out of the norm. So when I was scrolling to look, I was like, oh shit, at least the last five or so. And I was like, oh, who's that?
I had William Goode. He was the guy battling Scientology right now. He's an activist. I had him. I had Chappelle Lacey. So I had a mix of different.
Is this it?
Yeah, but that's not the album. It's a yellow album cover. Yeah, but that's it. That's the.
Okay. Did you draw this?
No, David Cho did.
Oh, David, no big deal. You said David Cho, one of the most amazing artists on the planet.
He drew that. I have to fart again. Can I end it with the fart?
Let's end this out. Okay. You guys, before you fart, can you hold it for one second? Thank you for joining us again for Not Cool. Stay not cool out there. Stevie Weeby, I love you so much. Thanks for coming too. And being not cool.
See you next week,
Stevie, do you have one last word to say?
Yeah. I love you guys, and thanks for the opportunity for me to come and talk to y'all.
All right. Let it rip, buddy.
And check out Pure Eternals on all platforms. Cut.
Hey everybody, you want more Not Cool? Then go to Instagram and subscribe to Not Cool Pod. And or on my own personal page, which is Sarah Hyland Rosenstein. And please don't forget to rate and review and, of course, subscribe. Thanks for listening and watching, you guys. Stay not cool.